Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
It's all happening, my friends. What is up? It's In This League. Live.
Live.
In charge. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh.
Hello.
How are you doing on this ridiculously nutty draft weekend? Is it this weekend or next weekend, which is madness? I think for in your world, Bogman, you assume it's next weekend. I'm pretty sure it's this weekend. Number one.
No, I think it's after this weekend is number one for most people. It's next week.
I think you're putting you into this.
Nope, I'm not, because it's after week three. This is the big injury week. Everyone's afraid. Everyone's afraid.
Like,
of the
week
injuries.
Three is already going on. Like, it's like finishing up. Like, people draft like on Sundays and stuff. I don't. I mean, it doesn't. We were actually talking with Matt Harmon of Yahoo Sports, and we're kind of giving him some crap. If you want to listen to on the latest episode of In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Bogman, myself, and we did our draft forum episode, and we were kind of telling Harmon, like, you guys stretching those servers out over at Yahoo? Because this is the weekend, and they're like, yep, we are getting ready. So it's definitely a combination. And
didn't he say that they have, like, a whole protocol about what they have to do about, you know, if something happens and they're getting tweets and stuff?
Yeah, like, it's almost like politician stuff. They have to have, like, a script. Like, hello, thank you for calling Cox Communications. Like, that type of thing. Going through a script and everything like that. That's what they...
You know why the Welsh did that is because I recently had that with... I don't think there's anything worse. What would you rather have? Would you rather have the servers go down for your draft weekend for whatever site you're on? Or... would you rather call and deal with a dispute with your cable company?
It's not even remotely close. I'd rather have the draft go down. You know what I'd rather do? I'd rather get on a conference call on my telephone, get out a Google sheet, and we'll all write down and cross off names, do a draft, than I would having to spend 15 minutes on the phone with my cable company or internet, like TV or internet company. They're both the absolute worst
cell
thing
phone
on the
company.
Planet.
Yeah. Any of them. Apple Store. What would you rather do than go to the Apple Store?
I'd rather saw my toe off. I'd rather go to the Apple Store than I would call my cable company.
No. I mean, this is, to be honest, like, you know, I'm doing a little side gigging for Postmates right now, and I've had some orders to the Apple Store, and I've just, every time I go there, I'm like, this is why I don't have Apple products, because I can't walk in here, and it's the lines. You know how I am. It's the lines waiting for stuff, and they don't even have, like, it's not even a functioning line. There's some random person standing up front like, hey, how can I help you? And you go, oh, I need this. And they're like,
did you sign in?
And
you got an appointment?
Yeah, stand next to this guy and wait for him to talk to someone else for an hour and a half. And then they might help you.
Now, what's with the appointment, by the way? Oh, sorry. I didn't know I was going to see MD Apple. I had to go to the doctor's office and make an appointment to come to a freaking computer store. Am I going to get charged $25 if I don't show up for my appointment, you idiots?
You got to do my lab work too? Do I need to get that to you? Or?
I don't want
to
see my lab work. I'm not going there. I don't want to see my blood work. Don't tell me about that. I'm not stepping on it. Can you imagine if you had to step on a scale at an Apple Store?
You know what? I think it would be, if I could make an appointment at the Apple Store. I didn't even know you could do that.
You make an appointment.
No. Well, I mean, for me, it's always just it comes up and then I go there. I don't, like I said, I don't have any Apple stuff. So, no, I just can't. I see the Genius Bar or whatever. And there's always
that is. By the way, not so much geniuses. You know why? Because it takes three people to find someone that knows what the hell is going on? The first guy you always get, like, hey, welcome to Apple. Oh, what can I do for you after 20 minutes of waiting? You're like, oh, yeah, I got this thing with this. Oh, let me take a look at that. You tried restarting it? Yes, idiot. Oh, all right, let me get Frank over here. Frank, you come look at this? Yep. Okay, let's do this. Let's get back to the tech back there. Why do we do any of this stuff? Why do we go
anywhere? What's your protocol on scrubbing your computer when you have to take it in there?
Well, it's a good question. I actually need to get my, and we're talking about this is going to lead to multiple things, by the way. Not fantasy related, is like I have my MacBook Pro and the one USB port, donezo. The other one, close to donezo. I need to take this thing in. I need them to probably put in new USB ports. God knows what type of, maybe they're going to have to get a medical degree for the type of people I'm going to need to do this, because I know it's going to take 12 people 4 hours and then I'll get charged somehow big time to do this. But outside of that, I haven't done it because I got to figure out how to scrub the computer a little bit just in case anyone decides to get off the beaten path, if you know what I mean.
Get off, right.
Beaten.
My protocol is I don't erase anything. Nothing.
You just let me deal with it.
You're going to go digging around in those files. You're going to see some stuff you don't want to see. All right. Maybe stay on your own path. All right.
Mess with the bull, you're going to get the horns.
Ease. That's right. Yeah. Maybe just do what you're supposed to do and then get on out of there. Otherwise, if you're trying to look to stuff to hang over my head, guess what? No shame.
No.
So I don't care. You're not going to find anything on there I'm ashamed of.
You want to know what's worse, too? Than the Apple Store, the people that would defend the Apple Store. Well, let me tell you about why the Apple Store. No, don't.
I've never heard one person defend the Apple Store.
Okay. Well, you're around more intelligent people. This is leading to a bigger thing, which I want to talk about here. But first, I want to tell you to go to InThisLeague.com. If you're in your draft weekend and you're looking for some extra prep help, we have got a litany of podcast episodes. Maybe you're not an In This League regular and you don't know about all this stuff. Well, over there, we have got like 9+ mock drafts, which you can see the results of, all different styles. We've got podcasts you can listen to. We've had some of the best people in the industry on, from Sigmund Bloom, Harmon. I mean, it just goes on and on down the list of all different types to get you prepped. If you enjoy the universe of In This League, we have got our insider program, which is patreon.com/ITL Army. It's really more of the support of In This League, as we're an independent venture of In This League, but we give a lot of perks. Like, we've got our ranks, which are updated. We've got comedy podcasts, uncensored mock drafts, a whole bunch of stuff. If you like some fun in your fantasy, that's where we come into play. That's where In This League comes into play. But I will tell you, moving away from the fun, there is one thing.
No.
There's one thing in that is wrapped up in this entire conversation we've had, especially around the Apple stuff, and you're getting a tone that I'm giving off here, and it has to do with this time of year. It has to do with the draft crunch, which is this weekend and next weekend, and I'll be honest with you. I think some people are like, everything. Pollyanna is the word I'm looking for. Like, oh, it's all good. Drafts are so much fun. I'll tell you this.
We've done Pollyanna before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did we find out you were right on that?
Yeah, I was right on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a term.
It still doesn't sound right. I've never heard anyone say Pollyanna except you.
Okay. Well,
you're still the only person.
On the break, we can search it again and we'll confirm it. But this is right where I'm going, my friend. I think we take away all the fun aside, the worst gets brought out, I think, in everybody. Now, maybe more of the people that side on my anger side, it gets worse. I see the worst in everybody come draft season in all different capacities. Let's start with this person first. And we talked a little bit about this on a recent episode. The guy that means nothing in the league, the loser of the league, that has to tell you what time is good on the draft for him. Doesn't matter what the commissioner says or all the important people. This is the mud person that was the 11th or 12th person that you did to fill the league. They have to tell you every year, a month before, oh, this is the time that's good for me. I don't care what time
it's
is good for
you.
It's
also the only guy that doesn't have PayPal. It's the same guy.
Can I mail a check? That's the
every
guy.
Every time. Dude, I know who you're talking about, and he's like, where do I mail my check for baseball? I'm like, come on, man.
Come on.
It's 2018. I know you're a little bit older than everybody else in the league, but just
here's a confirmation number at the Western Union. I've wired your money over to you. Yeah, no, you know what? You're totally right. That person, they you know what they also say? I don't really do like social media, so I can't follow this or that. They don't know what podcasts are. They still get only magazines. They don't have any subscriptions to anything, and they're not comfortable. Here's the bigger thing. It's not just that they pay through a check. They're not comfortable putting their bank account over the intranet
because they're so scary important.
People are looking for them. Those guys are the worst. How about another one? Let's double down on it, Bogman.
What crime did you commit, guy, where everyone is out looking for you?
Why are you so important? Well, you think that someone's out looking for that $25 PayPal thing with your bank account on? Oh, gotcha, bitch. Like, that's like it's Dave Chappelle. No, that's not happening. They're not looking for you. But here's the other one that I hate. And maybe I'm the problem, actually, here with draft
weekend.
You sound
like you might be the problem.
I think I'm the problem.
You're pretty angry right now.
Well, it's just all the things. You know, here's the other one. How about the guy that has to analyze every pick in a draft room and say why?
That's a good one.
Every pick is wrong against his opinion. And guess what? That guy is not someone that's on the radio or have a podcast or any piece of life that we have to care about.
I got to be honest. I would rather have the guy that has an opinion on every single pick than I've had this in one of my leagues, the guy who tells you who he's going to draft if he's still available when he comes up. Guess what? You're never going to take that guy. That's the guy you want somebody else to go, ooh, I forgot about that guy. And then they take him and you go, oh, dang it. And your guy falls to you.
Well,
I don't like that person. Well, that person's worse than the analyst.
No, how about I don't like
the Mike Mayock of your draft. Like, oh, great pick here. He got Ronald Jones. He lost the job, but we expect him to come back and win the job over Peyton Barber before the season ends. That's why he's a great pick.
So is your guy passive aggressive?
No, he's not passive. To be honest, I haven't even paid attention that much, but I just saw a couple comments and I'm like,
well, I wasn't even talking about a person. I was just talking about the general idea. I don't have a person I'm talking about in here. I have, this is a general theme that I see across the board.
We've all got a person. You have a person. Come on.
I don't want the analyst. I don't care about your, and maybe again, maybe that's me. I don't care about your opinion about every pick whatsoever. I don't care about what draft time is good for you.
I'm already apologizing for you to this non-existent person, by the way. I'm like, come on, he's fine. Let him analyze the picks. It's okay. He's having fun.
Well, worse than anybody, though. Is he having fun? Worse than anybody is the guy that has to talk about the player that hasn't been drafted yet.
No,
that guy should be
like,
drug out in the street and shot.
That guy he needs to be drawn and quartered. You know, that should be against the rules. Don't talk about people that haven't been drafted yet. Don't remind people of draft picks. Someone else could like that draft pick. By the way, I've got my TVs on just in out of the corner of my eye. I've got a girl next door is on. And it's that kid. He did the eye thing just this second.
Oh, yeah. Did we talk about that anywhere? Yeah. Did I ruin that movie for you?
You did. I have to change it off now. So
no, but I mean, did we talk about it on air that I ruined that movie for you?
Yeah, I think we did, but I don't think it was here on this show.
Right,
so.
What was the kid's name? Girl next
Eli
door
something.
Cat. Oops, I read girl next door cat. My Google search is very different than what I thought it would be. Let's see, girl next door cast. What is this? His name is Emil Hirsch.
Emil Hirsch. Said Eli. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But what he does with his eyes in The Girl Next Door will infuriate you, and you'll never see the movie the same again. You just won't be able to. Like you never noticed it, and then I was like, what's with the dude with his eyes? Look. And then you looked, and you were like, well, damn. Now I can't unsee it. It's one of those things you can't unsee.
Yeah, and
like,
now I
like,
hate it.
What is it? Oh, what is it? Troy Aikman and Jay-Z side by side. Like, you can't unsee that they're the same person.
What were we talking about? People we hate during the draft. How about, the guy that gets, if you're doing a live draft, the guy that just gets way too obliterated drunk.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's definite. I mean, when's the last time we did a live draft, though?
I don't know. I do like this bit, though, and I don't think you like it. But my buddy Chad, every single whatever we're drafting, whatever draft season it is, he's like, hey, bud, when's the draft? Because he does like no research. He's like, my wife will cook for you. I'm like, oh, really? Well, when would you like the draft to be?
Yeah, so
That's
you appease
fine.
To them. By the way, live drafts are like fantasy football's version of vinyl. Like, it's the thing that everyone talks about. Like, nobody does it, but everybody talks about how cool live drafts are. Everyone's like, hey, listen, if you're going to do a draft, you got to do it live. You know, the only people that talk about live drafts are, industry-wise, are the people that are in New York that are near, you know, one of the stations that will do, like, a live draft. You know, like, gets all the people collectively together. Those are the only people, and those are the biggest preachers of live drafts. It's vinyl. No one has a record player. No one plays vinyl except those five guys. And guess what? No one does a live draft because we all hate each other.
Gary Davenport, we don't all hate each other. I think you're going a little more.
I'm just talking from experience.
You sound like a preacher now. You're getting a little too into it.
He's coming. He has risen. He's coming. I hate you all.
No, Gary Davenport, who I do the individual defensive podcast with, where we talk about all IDPs, he just did a live draft at the Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool.
Okay, but see, that's cool. Nobody does that. It's the dip that's wearing, you know, the 1989,
the Danian Tomlinson jersey.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys shirt, you know, with an old crusted hat on. That's like, you know what we should do? Just do it live. Let's do it live. And it's like 10 people. It's always a 10-man draft because there's no way.
I don't like that bit about the crusted hat. Well, I have many of those.
Well,
who are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
Who's the dip? The Welsh.
It's just crusted hat and oversized shirts. And there's only 10 people. And three of them don't know what's going on because they just got dragged here. You can never get 12 because it's all a bunch of loser friends. You can never do it. Live drafts, they don't exist anymore because technology is too fantastic, except for the people that will not pay via PayPal or Venmo. And they got to send a check. We are in a middle space of fantasy right now where we can't find the medium. Everyone wants to be nostalgic with their stupid live drafts. But you know what we do? We draft 40 teams. We draft all the players, and every single person has to say why this pick is stupid. This pick is great. This is the side I go on. Everything I do is great. Nothing you do is smart.
Now, wait a minute. Would you rather have the guy say, oh, what a great pick? Or would you rather have the person that gives the guy crap? Because I actually like doing that.
Okay, when hold on. Save it. We're going to break here. Come on, okay. A little tease there, Bogman. Jesus, you were teeing it up. I'm hating you now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You only talked the whole segment about everyone you hate.
Come on.
I'm trying to get a word in.
You got to tease and then answer when we come back. It's bringing out the worst in all of us. All right, we'll be back. It's in this league.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator, plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
That nobody.
ITL.
Get your season ticket to Fantasy Glory now with the 2018 Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Whew, say that three times. It's not just a draft kit. It is a full season package that takes you from draft day to championship week. And it features in-depth analysis from some of your favorite FNTSY sports radio experts. Go to rotoexperts.com, use code WINNER to get 10% off on the exclusive Edge package, and set aside a spot on the mantle for that 2018 championship trophy. How about this guy? Championship! Remember that old commercial? Who did that, by the way?
TJ Hoshmazode.
Yeah, lock it up.
That guy was in Wolf of Wall Street. He was one of Leo's cronies.
Really?
It's the same dude. He's the Hoshmazode guy. Championship guy.
How do you know that?
Same dude. That's my weird memory.
You remembered the guy's face and then you remember. No way that's possible.
Dude, all I do is watch NFL Network and MLB Network. It's all that's on, unless the girl next door is on, so I can see Alicia Cuthbert. Yes. So that's all I have on. And that was like when NFL Network just started, they had like six commercials.
Was that that's what I can't remember. Was that their
commercial? NFL.com. It was NFL.com fantasy football, which, by the way, is there something you judge more than people that play on NFL.com?
Okay. This is a great topic. We got so many great topics here, which, by the way, definitely. I mean, I know that I am ramping this up because of my anger. And maybe it's because, like, this is the busiest time of the year that we have.
Are you trying to tell me you're angry about something?
No one would believe it. But I don't know. I think because maybe we're closer to it, so I get inundated with it. So you see the people that are crapping on other people. You see the people that's judging everything that happens. Everyone's making it about themselves. Actually, like I did in the draft where I said I cannot do that time. at all, so yep. You have to change it for me. But
have to change the whole draft.
But listen, it was an ITL related thing, so if you don't want half of ITL, I am so okay with that, but I will not be here at that time, so change it for me or don't. But I'm important, so that's the key here thing. I am very important, and I have to. If I'm not in there, go ahead and do your stuff, but then you just have it without me. So I get all of those things. I think in line everyone has their stuff, and we were talking about, because I want to come back to your story real quick. But what were you saying on the when we were going to break,
like,
your tease?
You know, we get the guy that's like, oh, such a great pick. Oh, that's a good one. Blah blah blah. Or he's analyzing every pick. Like you said, he's basically the Mike Mayock of your live fantasy.
But I don't
draft,
mind the
right?
guy that like wants to give people kudos and stuff, except when they do it all the time. But
like
if you
every pick. Right.
Yeah, but I'm saying the analyst is the one that craps on every pick and also says why it's going to be wrong. Like, well,
okay, but
this isn't the analyst draft.
I actually like that guy if he's not doing it all the time.
But they do. You know? But they don't do it occasionally. That guy
only
does it all the time.
Well, I'll make fun of someone. Like there's a couple people in our regular home Ruben Boob draft who don't listen.
You know who that guy is?
Anything we do.
But that guy, this is what they do. When
it's my cousin Lance.
One of their seven players go, they talk about how good that player is because they like that player. Any other pick is, this is why this is trash, because I think this, me. Okay, so now trash the people that we play with.
No, it's our Ruben Boob League, where someone won't be paying attention at all. They'll go buy a magazine, like you said, 15 minutes before the draft.
They'll take Darius Geis.
Yes, and they'll take Darius Geis. And I'm like, and I'll do this when I'm at the board, because usually I'm the guy running. I'm like, Darius Geis, that's the guy you want? Yeah.
Well, okay, but you're living in 2004 when we live drafted. We haven't live drafted
right.
in 15
yeah,
years.
Yeah, of course. Like, I'm using our past experiences for what people actually do now, because we don't have any time to live draft.
Which, by the way, I did a live draft in the last 5 years. Because remember, I was out in San Francisco over at Todd's, the R Bar, if you ever head down there, and we were doing that baseball draft live. And guess what? It was a disaster. You want to know why it was a disaster?
I did one for Fastball Radio.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
Remember
about that. Yeah. I didn't. Was that live? Oh, yeah. That was live.
Was
you did.
Yeah.
But you know why?
The board.
You know why the one at R Bar was a disaster? Because I got S House drunk.
Because there were
so,
free drinks.
I got so drunk because all the drinks were free. And
is Todd in that league? Was he giving away free drinks because of it?
Guess what? Guess how?
He's smart, dude.
Todd's a smart guy. He got S House. You want to know how the draft started before everything started?
No.
Hey, let's walk up to the bar, take anything you want to do a shot. This is a bar, and I'm a whiskey guy, and he's like, anything you want. I'm like, your most expensive whiskey, sir. And I did two of them. and then it was unlimited drinks of whatever you want and food. So I was a filthy, sweaty mess. And that's why I don't do live drafts at all. And then, yes, getting back to alcohol is a problem in drafts. But if you're sitting at your home, you know the draft is only going to be an hour, and you're probably only going to put down 2 to 3 drinks. So then by the time it's done, you're totally nuts. I want to get back to what you said, though, because I think that's such a great point. I know we're all a very accepting culture, and we all love each other so much. But there's nothing that I get more judgy about than when I see people and the sites they're drafting on. If you're drafting on NFL.com, I'm like, what are you doing? Right? Am I wrong? I'm right.
I think the only leagues that are run on NFL.com, and I'm not trying to be crappy or anything. It's just it's not what we do in the industry, right? We draft at one of four. There's four options. It's ESPN, Yahoo, FanTrax, and CBS. That's it. So,
I mean, and I judge, I don't know.
Okay.
I judge some of those too.
Take it easy. But NFL.com is like where you draft when you want to try fantasy football for the first time and you're doing like a work league. I feel like every single person that drafts on NFL.com either works for NFL.com or NFL Network or they're doing a work league, and they had to get Jim, who knows nothing about football, to set it
up. And there's also stuff that would be like Flea Flicker, which you just draft on Flea Flicker to then import your roster onto another site. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, there are sites that you do with that. And then there's also, like, I mean, I even judge the super hardcore ones. Like, what was that one that you used to play that had offensive linemen and punters?
EFS.
Yeah, there you go. Like, I see that, and it's like, oh, come on, man. Like, just let's play with the rest of the world here.
Well, that one, like, I like that one, but you know, when I'm getting an email every single day about how the site might die, I'm over it. You know, come on, man.
It's like a donation thing. We can get four more.
Get a GoFundMe to raise your site so I can have, you know, Michael Dixon on my team.
Fantasy football is fun, but it definitely, like, for me and a lot of other people, maybe not. There are different levels of it bringing out the worst in everybody, because I think people also get chippy. People get chippy when you take their player. I mean, we do it in the mock drafts. I think people just get like, there's just like so much more alcohol is involved. And I would say more than anything else, I think with football, everybody thinks they know what's going on. Like, everybody
everyone
has got such a hardcore opinion.
More than everybody else. And speaking of which, how about Christian McCaffrey in the preseason so far, huh? Jesus.
Okay, so there's another guy that I hate is the guy that says, how about that guy that I've been talking about for four months is doing good in preseason?
Well, let me ask you this. Sure. Who's the other person that had the hot take on Christian McCaffrey is going to lead this team in carries and touches by a lot?
I mean, there might be one, but we didn't have him on our show.
Right.
You know what we should do? Let's do this right now. Let's do this, Bogman, since we're having so much fun. I think that was too much hate, by the way, to start the episode. I needed to get that out of my system.
No, I think that the people listening to this network and this show are the same people that understand all the problems that we just had.
Sometimes you just need to get it out of the system. It's just like, you know what the problem is?
Tell me that.
It's like, yeah, you just got to get the snake out. Like, I just like am an easygoing. I'm not. Well, that's difficult to say.
How are you about to describe yourself?
I'm not easygoing, but like...
Nope. Or friendly.
Or friendly. Or approachable.
Yeah, you're kind of a jerk.
A little bit. But also at the same time, I keep to myself. Like...
That's true.
I don't have... I'm not going... Like, even though I talk on the radio and we do 1,000 podcasts a week about football and other sports, I also don't insert myself into conversations to tell people why this is this way or this is that way. I don't do that. But people that aren't important like to do that. And then two unimportant people like to fight about that type of stuff. Does that make sense?
I mean, I don't want to judge on who's important and who's not. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. And
yeah, there's a lot of
losers. Yeah. I mean, just get on PayPal. What are you doing?
Going back to that. I'm being over the top, by the way.
I know, like I said, I know exactly who you're talking about. So
yeah, you know, all the people I'm talking about, we know all these idiots. How high do you have Christian McCaffrey at
overall? Running back. I have to look.
Let's go look. Cause I pull up Fantasy Pros and we're going to compare you. Cause you asked me who's the other guy that's beating the table.
Oh, that's good. Well, you can tell me who's high on him right now, because I mean, while I'm looking, cause I got to go to my rankings and pull it up. Cause I don't know all my rankings off the top of my head. And now are we talking PPR standard? Because obviously that's the bigger marker. I have him way higher in PPR because he's going to catch a ton of passes. So,
I mean, Fantasy Pros just has rank. I don't think they differentiate.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's PPR. Like, I don't know. Oh, wait, no, it's standard. Hold on. You're right. I didn't realize that I had it not on PPR. Okay. That does change some stuff here. I can give you a couple different numbers because I'm trying to find... Ooh, I think I might have found the high guy. So where have you found yours yet?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up this second. You know how Google Sheets are. It says working.
By the way, here's another thing that's hateful. I love Google Sheets and we utilize them in a lot of ways. Is there anything more annoying than doing a draft with a Google Sheet when you don't have to? Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to in circumstances.
I got him at 11.
At running back?
That running back.
You are not the table pounder.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
I've got Bell, Gurley, Zeke, David Johnson, Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, Melvin Gordon, Dalvin Cook, and Kareem Hunt and Fournette ahead of him.
You like to talk about Christian McCaffrey, but Are you putting?
But it's
money
because
where
everybody hates him. I know I'm not going to be highest. I'm sure there's some idiot that has him at 4. I would never do that.
I found someone at 5. Okay, so let's work through this real quick. How about you want to start with the top 25 from last year?
Yeah, sure.
The top 25 from last year. What is the number you think that person or persons have him highest at?
From last season?
Last season's top 25 rankers on Fantasy Pros.
Oh, I don't
the people this year
talking about. Oh, you're talking about the top 25 rankings from last year. Who in the top 25 has him the highest? Or
yeah,
okay. I bet.
So again, 7. Top rankers from last year who ranked in the top 25, where they have them this year. Okay, so you say 7. You
highest
are correct.
Is 7.
And that
okay.
is 3 people.
Okay.
Joe Bond from the Fantasy Six Pack.
All right.
Ken Zales from Press Box. And
okay.
Richard Saville from Fantasy Six Pack. So the Fantasy Six Pack really likes Christian McCaffrey.
They like CMC. I like it.
They like CMC. They are not the highest, though. I think I just want to confirm here. Okay. Bugman, the highest person on Fantasy Pros, at least. God, there's a lot of ranking here. All right. Has him at number 5.
Yeah, look.
It's very big podcast.
I don't know. Which one is it?
From the Fantasy Footballers.
Oh, is it the Hitman, Mike Wright?
It is not.
I don't know the other guy.
It's your buddy, Andy Holloway.
Andy Holloway, okay.
Andy Holloway, your
He's
buddy.
He's got him at 5? I mean, look.
Your buddy.
5 seems crazy,
your buddy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at it and you go 5, but Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey, we'd both probably say that Kamara's going to have more catches, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to have more rushes?
Well, I mean, I'd say Kamara.
It looks like Christian McCaffrey by a lot now,
well,
doesn't it?
I don't know. Kamara. I mean, I know they said they don't want to change Kamara's role, but Kamara is Ingram-less for the first 4 games.
Yeah, but he's Ingram full for the next 12. So yeah,
that's true.
I think that McCaffrey's going to dominate rushes over Kamara.
Here's what I'm saying. You are, and I agree with you. By the way, you at 11 are like the low guy. You want to know in the top?
I'm not the low guy.
Dude,
give me
in
a
the
break.
Top 25. You... No, in the top 25 rankers from last year, there's only one person lower than you and one person tied with you. Kevin Wheeler of NFL Mock has him at 12, and the staff rankings of Scout Fantasy Sports have him at 11. Everyone else is higher than you.
I'm surprised by that. What yeah. about overall rank? Well, what is he averaging? Because to be honest, I wouldn't be that surprised if he's a little bit lower, but I mean,
like the consensus, the overall running back or the consensus running back or overall rank?
The consensus running back ranks.
Consensus running back rank across, I guess it's pulling in, this looks like it's pulling in from all the sites, FFC, MFL. Well, and I guess the overall running rank.
Is this ADP or is this rank?
I'm looking at ADP now. I'm sorry. I'm trying to. Sorry. Let me look.
No,
this. Okay.
You're fine. I just like because
it's 10.
10? Oh, well, then I guess I'm lower than the consensus on.
Yeah. The worst is 17. The best is 5. That's 92 people.
I've talked about him the whole offseason because I believe in him. But these other guys I got ahead of him, you know, like Leonard Fournette. I don't know. They talking about getting Leonard Fournette involved more on third downs.
Yeah.
Plus the goal line carries are definitely going to
I think
to
this
Leonard
is
Fournette.
This is like one of those this is like one of those things I wish I had a good analogy for it, but it's like everyone likes to say how Christian McCaffrey is not going to be this, but then or no, it's opposite. Everyone is like, I'm looking at this, everyone wants to rank him higher. I think when push comes to shove, you think all these people are really going to follow through with that? Like, I mean, we haven't had, I guess we have not interviewed a lot of these people.
Dude,
that
we've
I'm looking
we've
at here.
Interviewed a lot of people too. And a lot of important people. Dude, I got tired of asking people about it because it was like every other person or every single person we had on just did not agree with my take. I know CJ Anderson's going to have a role, but I think that Christian McCaffrey is going to out-touch him 3-1.
Bogman, didn't we have we had Taglieri on over on the Fantasy Black Book podcast,
yes.
The Black Book, which we do with Joe Pizzapia, and didn't we have this conversation with Taglieri? Because he has him at 10, and you have him at 11. Bogman, can I ask you something? Why do you hate Christian
McCaffrey? No, you can't ask me that because I've been the one pumping him up. I tell you what, it's not. I love Christian McCaffrey, and I think there's a clear line. Like, if I'm tearing
between you and the rest of the industry, yes.
Yeah, that I hate white running backs. Yes, that's my line. No, I think there's a clear tier where it's McCaffrey and then a huge drop off where I've got Freeman, Mixon, Howard, McKinnon, McCoy. You know, there's just a giant drop off after Christian McCaffrey. But I think I got to put him in there. And just the rest of the guys, I love Dalvin Cook. I know. I bet you that's
love lamp.
That's the thing that is pushing people down. I bet you that most people like, where is Cook overall?
Well, we'll look at that when we come back. We'll be coming back from break. By the way, Bogman, not so Pollyanna, because the Pollyanna principle is the tendency for people to remember pleasant items from
nobody cares about Pollyanna.
Pleasant items more accurately.
Let's go to break.
That's
see
what
everybody
it is.
Later. Bye.
Is a tendency for people to remember pleasant items more accurately than unpleasant items. So Bogman will not remember this conversation here shortly, but hopefully you guys stick around. Another segment coming up.
CMC takes.
It's the rest of hour one. We got a whole bunch more. It's a fantasy football special because it's all weekend long. We the boys, Bogman and the Welsh, it's in this league. We'll be back, probably.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Welcome back to In This League. Right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Bogman, that's us.
That's us. We're in this league.
Why can't I find the read that we're going to do here?
We not I don't know. But okay, this music sure is loud.
Guess what? We're back. That's the read. Go to inthisleague.com. Go to patreon.com /ITL Army. Come have fun with us. Enjoy the fun that's in fantasy. Bogman, in two Thursdays from now, is it so that you will be regular on the Thursday nights with Bogman?
I mean, regular is a term that I wouldn't like to use overall, but I will definitely be doing that Thursday 100%.
But I mean, a majority of the season.
Most of the Thursdays, yes.
Yeah, that's one of those perks that we have that people can join the live stream as Bogman. Essentially, you get to watch Bogman watch the game. But
but we talk about fantasy, you know.
I think you try to sync up the TVs because, you know, it's an internet, like you're on the internet. So just like, you know, hit pause and then go 5-8 seconds later.
Yeah. I mean, there's always someone who's like, man, you're like 30 seconds ahead of me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, man. I'm way behind everyone else already. So, you know.
Thank you for calling Cox Communications. Why is my internet so slow? I don't know. It's the internet, man. That's just what happens with it. So welcome back. You can go do that if you want. And follow us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. We can answer any of the hard-hitting fantasy questions that are going on in your life. Or
the YouTube does get so slow, the Welsh, where I'll get up. How slow does it get? I'll get up to get a beer or soda or take a leak or something. And then when I get back, I sit down and I go, I'm on the YouTube page that shows my live feed, and then I'm coming back like 30 seconds later.
Oh,
so,
that's weird. Okay. Well, I mean, good sell, Boggs. It's a horrible product
that's just the way it works. So usually you're going to be ahead of me on the game. I'm not going to beat you to it is what I'm saying.
But it's like fantasy questions, live reactions.
Sometimes we play bingo. Sometimes I have people on to talk with, and, you know, it's fun.
Sounds great.
I mean, look, the Thursday night games are a terrible product, so I'm bringing you some entertainment during it.
Why are they? Don't you think?
Dude, the only interesting thing that happened during Thursday Night Football last season was when Kiko Alonso annihilated Joe Flacco, and he did that one finger up thing when he clearly had a concussion and everybody wanted to meme it, and now he has CTE.
I want a meme.
I stumble over one word ever.
Some memes.
And the Welsh has to pick it up.
Well, we all like some memes, and that was definitely a good meme for sure. Yeah, why does the NFL, it annoys me, speaking of, this is the entire episode, it's going to be anger stuff, but the NFL, it just knows that it's the NFL, and it's like, we don't need to try. Like, we're not going to even try on Thursdays. We're going to give you Browns and Jets, and you're going to like it, and you're going to watch it, and a bunch of
you're all idiots.
Because we're a bunch of mouth breathers with our teeth out. We're like, oh, and we do it, and we watch it yeah. every time. And then you and I capitalize on it.
It's because the teams don't have, you know, they don't have enough time to prep. I'm sorry, 4 days is just not enough for an NFL team. Guys that haven't recovered from their, you know, normal wear and tear in time. They haven't installed enough stuff in practice in time. Thursday Night Football should be for teams coming off of bye weeks only, and they should only run it during those bye weeks. That's it. It shouldn't be every single week of the year. You can do it opening week. That's fine. It's just those two teams get, you know, an extended period of time to prep for the next game. But whatever, you know.
Okay, so here's another. I got a fantasy annoyance for this time of year.
Uh-oh.
It's a slow down.
Surprise, the Welsh is annoyed by more things.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just bringing out. I want to know. What are you, outside of me, what are you annoyed in for fantasy football weekend? I'll give you one. How about during your draft? Because most people, like, we prefer 30 seconds because we kind of know where we're going at all times. Most people like to do the minute and a half. Some people are psychopaths and do 2 minutes per pick. How about the guy that takes every second of their time with every pick?
You know what's worse than that is the guy going, oh, God, why do you have to take all the time?
That guy too.
Both ways.
Yeah, no, you were definitely right about that. Like, I can't stand that when we get into that situation where the guy's going to take every second of every time. But you're right. It's worse for the person that's going to then go on and complain about the person.
Dude, if I'm on the wheel, my picks and the person.
What is enjoyable about fantasy football?
The being on the wheel and quick picking someone.
That's true.
Especially when they take like the whole time to take their first pick, and you know they have no idea what they're going to do with the next pick, and then you go bang, bang,
bang, bang,
and you just take your guide so
shoot
fast,
up,
and then they're like, oh, I have no idea what to do here. I'm like, yeah, that's why I did it.
There are fun things about fantasy football. It's just, yeah, like I said, fantasy football.
Well, drafts are fun. You know, that's why we do the mock drafts. Drafts are fun. It's just people take their drafts a little bit too seriously.
Yeah.
And that gets to be
annoying.
And
see, I'm coming off like I take it serious, but it's actually kind of the opposite. I like the free flowingness of it. Like, okay,
just like it to be over with. So it's not, it's less thing that can annoy you.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me in the eyes. Don't talk to me. Let's just draft.
No eye contact.
No eye contact. Before we did 6 minutes of complaining, we were talking about Christian McCaffrey and how Bogman hates him. How Bogman claims to be, this is like a political act.
You know what? I'm going to move him to two.
Scott Bogman claims that he loves Christian McCaffrey. But when you go to Fantasy Pros, you find out only one person in the top 25 hates him more. Does Scott Bogman hate Christian McCaffrey? We say yes.
This has been the Welsh Commission for White Running Backs.
Yeah, I like Christian McCaffrey. I'm in the same spot as you do, though. But you bring up an interesting point. That, what were you saying? You were saying that...
I was saying that I bet Dalvin Cook is the guy that almost all of those guys have.
Do you remember
below
some of the names?
Christian McCaffrey, because of, they're afraid of this whole Latavius Murray splitting carries, and I just don't believe it.
It is interesting. Okay, so I think I said in the top 25 there were three that had Christian McCaffrey at 7. I think it was Kinsalis, Joe Bond, and the staff rankings at someplace. Scout? Does that sound
yes,
right?
Yes, Scout. Yep.
Okay. Scout has him at 10, Bond has him at 10, and Zalis has him at 9. So, yeah, you are correct. All lower than Christian McCaffrey in those instances. The highest person on the planet, Andy Holloway, had McCaffrey at 5, has Dalvin Cook at 13.
13. Okay.
A flip side one, which is interesting. Our buddy Heath Cummings had Christian McCaffrey at 11, but has Dalvin Cook at 5.
At 5.
And okay. He is the highest in the world. He's the highest. So he is the Andy Holloway of Dalvin Cook.
Right. I mean, some people have, like, we were rolling our eyes the other day when I think it was somebody had Saquon Barkley at 2 or something. I think it might have been even Eno or Nando. Nando had him at 2. And it was like, well, how are you going to put him ahead of one of those? Like, those top four guys to me are just locked in. That's tier one. That's Bell, Gurley, Elliott, David Johnson.
It's tough to put.
That's tier one easy.
I think it's really, really tough to bring any combination of another player inside of David Johnson, Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, and Ezekiel Elliott. That's why in the most recent Fantasy Forum 2.0 episode we did, again, plug, go search In This League Fantasy Football on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can listen to on Google or iHeartRadio. We're all in all those places. And you're not looking for the radio show. You're looking for the podcast version. Draft Forum 2.0, we had Harmon on. I'm not trying to pick apart. I mean, we're talking about ranks. At the end of the day, this isn't necessarily a pick apart. This is just, we always want to have the critical thinking, and that's what we're doing with this part. But when we had Harmon on, an interesting thing is he really wanted to focus on tiers, but he put Ezekiel Elliott outside of the tier of the first three we talked about and put Kamara over Ezekiel Elliott. And that's where you and I both were kind of like ears perked. Like, I just don't see how you mess with those top four, but you can also appreciate the people, maybe their projections are spitting out a certain thing, or, you know, some people, I'm not saying any of the people that are doing this are doing this, but some people also want to, you know, you want to have that take that you can kind of ride on. Cause at the end of the day, most people are going to forget the things you're wrong about, and you'll get and when people call you out, this is the big popular thing to do. When you're really wrong and people call you out, you just make fun of yourself about it. But when you're right, you'll make sure that no one ever forgets that you're right, and you'll say it every day of the week. So it's like the opposite. When someone tells me something positive, I don't ever remember it. But the one negative will haunt me for weeks. It's the opposite in the fantasy football world, where they're just going to beat you down with the things that they got right and will kind of shoo under the rug the things that we got wrong, and people won't judge.
Yeah, if you want to hear all the stuff I've got wrong, listen to the baseball podcast. But for this... For this, I feel like my Christian McCaffrey call was right, and I still have him ranked somewhat low according to the other guys, because I wasn't ever going crazy about
hate him.
It's just people talked about C.J. Anderson, like C.J. Anderson was going to walk in there and rush for 1,000 yards easy because he did it last year. Well, I'm like, no. Christian McCaffrey had tons and tons of carries at Stanford. Now, look, we're going to talk about Christian McCaffrey. For the first hour of the show, he's definitely blowing out his knee week one.
Well, because like,
that's 100% going to happen, because I've been talking about him all offseason.
Well, because you, and also, how about this, though? And I've seen the Twitter machine blown up about this, though I think we've escaped it now, is how about the Panthers just, like, playing with fire, and they're just throwing him out there with, what was it, like 10 carries in the third game? I'm going to look here.
Yeah, 12 carries and two receptions. So he had 14 touches in two quarters.
And I think he had 10 straight carries. I mean, you are playing with fire, but they're getting him set. And to your point, there's a lot of things to take out of here. You know, did they pair back on C.J. Anderson because they know the established role that he's going to have? Are they trying to see, you know, what does Christian McCaffrey look like with his 12, you know, to 15 touches or runs, and then his, you know, another five or six catches that are going to go on? I think this is tough, because I kind of think the stuff that you're holding on to right now, but which is just a nice validation to make you feel good, because you, and I'm not saying that condescendingly, but it's like a validation. It's not meant to be. Like, you are, Christian McCaffrey in theory is one of your guys. Like, anyone we talk to, you are taking him higher, even though there are people that are higher on him. You can take this stuff where the Panthers early on have gone nothing but Christian McCaffrey, and you can hold that to say, hey, look, this proves to my point that he's going to be over. You took the over on 185 carries this year, where I wonder if it's them just placing to see where does he truly fit in this 12 to 15 carries a game. Like, I wonder if this is a false flag.
Like, I had to quit bringing it up because I started to get snotty. Like, you know, at one point it was someone going, You know, I don't think that Christian McCaffrey will get these carries and blah, blah, blah. And I can't remember what the other thing was that I laid out. It was like two of my preseason predictions, and he didn't agree with either one of them. I'm like, you know what? That was a really nice way to say you're wrong both times. And then at the end, the last time I brought up Christian McCaffrey, I was like, do you have a different take? Maybe a good one. You know, I was starting to get angry about it because we couldn't find anyone else that agreed with my take. And now it looks like I'm right. And it's, to be honest, it's not really that I'm right. It's Ron Rivera said 30 touches a game. And if we're going by what he did in the first half, that's 14 touches in the first half of a game. That's 28 carries a game.
You're right about that.
And
but
running backs usually get more at the end.
I don't know, man. Like,
That's too much.
This seems odd to me. Like, I would think a guy like C.J. Anderson, you would want to take some of the heavy burden of the first half and
maybe
Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, well, yeah. I would think Christian McCaffrey would be more the closer. He'd be the playmaker.
Well, remember, that's what Derrick Henry did last year. It was DeMarco Murray was the big guy in the first, second, third quarter. And then when the Titans are up, here comes Derrick Henry running, and he's gigantic running against that gas defense too, and that's when you'd see him rip off those 40-yard touchdown runs.
You don't look at this when he gets 12 carries in preseason game three. You don't look at this and tell yourself he's going to have 24 carries and six catches a game, do you?
No, because I think if you're up at that point in the back end of the game, here comes C.J. Anderson.
How many 20-carry games do you think Christian McCaffrey has this year?
10.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm making that
okay.
Up.
I was like, I am about to do a whole segment on fantasy analysts that I hate. Four. What are you talking about?
420 carry games.
That's more reasonable. I was going to set the over under at 3, so you took the over.
Yeah, I'd say, well, everything that we've set over under on for McCaffrey, I think I've taken the
over. I'm going to take the under. I think it's 2.
I don't know, man. He 12 in the dress rehearsal preseason game.
Yeah. I don't know. I wish I had a better answer to say why I understand what this is.
400 carries and 98 receptions.
But see, at the end of the day, it just doesn't change anything. Like what really comes down to the core here. Well, what? Well, what does it change?
Well, it doesn't change anything. I told you. I got him at 11. I can't move him up. I'm not moving him ahead of any of those other guys.
Okay,
so
that's a great point for you and I. And I think, again, other people go in some of these routes. Like, we have a system of how we're playing. We want running backs early. You know, I think it's funny. A lot of these people that might have McCaffrey at like 7 or something like that, we actually still might have him in a higher overall. I think McCaffrey's overall was like 16. That's where he's going about. But I have him at like 12, 13.
12, yeah. And I have him at 13.
I want him on the wheel. I want him on the wheel. The only other scenarios where I'm going to consider doing something different is if I get some of those backs to fall. Like I'm looking at this. I'm fascinated with this. On Fantasy Pros, their ranks have Melvin Gordon at 13 and Kareem Hunt at 14. I just don't know what world this is in PPR. This is not a realistic drafting world. I see this. This is stuff that happens at NFL.com. That's what happens here. This doesn't happen, or this happens in your free Yahoo or ESPN
league. We're going to look at the Roto World mock a little bit later. They were snapping up wideouts like nobody's business.
You know what? That'd be fine with me. I'd be fine. And if I die on that hill this year, that's totally fine. I don't get into drafts where Melvin Gordon is ever there at 13. He has never once been there on the wheel.
Not once. You don't want Gordon at 13, do we?
Kareem Hunt at 14. I'm looking at this. Fantasy Pros on their PPR consensus rankings. Christian McCaffrey is 18. Leonard Fournette is 17. This is just not like this
just
is stuff. This is why we
up.
Dude, this is why we do our mock draft episodes. This is fine. Our mock draft episodes are not the be all end all of what it is. But I have not seen a draft where Fournette is there at 17, McCaffrey's at 18.
It also matters where you're drafting.
Dalvin Cook is at 19. If you can take advantage of your Rube and Boob leagues, good for you.
Getting David Johnson and Dalvin Cook as your 1-2 in the first and second round, that'd be amazing. Please let that happen to me.
Kidding me? There's no chance. This is the type of stuff to me that breeds like false information. But at the end of the day, people are also going through this process and they're looking at the players they like as a whole. So what happens, and what I mean by this is sometimes people aren't ranking by drafting habits. They're drafting, they're ranking by the ability. And that might be weird how I said that, but what I'm saying is, it's like, hey, I like AJ Green. There's no chance in hell I'm taking AJ Green over Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, or Dalvin Cook this season.
No way.
Because running backs become garbage. I don't buy into that. Let's talk more about it. Don't go anywhere. It's hour one of In This League right here on FNTSY. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh. We got you covered for all your draft coverage. Find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh and at Bogman Sports. It's draft weekend, baby. Let's go.